Welcome to the 8th episode of Who the Hell Are You? On the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our 8th episode features sports car champion and 24 Hours of Le Mans winner, Ryan Deal, who drives for Tequila Patron ESM in IMSA's WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. The same questions, with a few alternates thrown in depending upon the guests, will follow every Tuesday and Thursday through the Rolex 24 at Daytona in January. Following Deal's podcast, our remaining episodes include ALMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, ALMS champion Le Mans winner Joey Hand, new IMSA prototype champion Jordan Taylor, four-time IndyCar Series champ and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, Formula One pit reporter Will Buxton, IndyCar driver, IMSA champ, and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, and the lingering gift known as Justin Bell. Among the many things we learned during Deal's episode, he was classified as an underage stalker of Ayrton Senna and has found uncommon uses for a sex doll. I'll leave the rest up for you to discover on your own. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, the conversation flows freely, which means you might hear a few words that could get you sent to the confessional. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt podcast Facebook page, and on marshallpruitt.com. And here we go with the extremely subversive Scott.
Ryan Deal, we are about to find out who the hell you are. What is your full name?
Ryan Currian Deal.
I like the Indian middle name. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. You know where that came from?
Yellow or red?
It's not. Oh, yellow or red? Probably yellow.
Birthplace and date?
Coatbridge, Scotland, April 12th, 1982.
How many languages do you speak and what are they?
Does Scottish count as a language?
I would say so.
Oh, I speak fluent Scottish. I actually speak a little bit of French. I speak a little bit of Latin. And by a little bit, I speak none of Latin. But in my school, in high school in the UK, French was mandatory. And in private school, Latin was mandatory. I don't know why. We didn't speak Gaelic, though, which I think we should have, being a Scotsman.
Are you left or right-handed?
Right.
That's the incorrect answer. If the purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
Probably the government. Yeah, no, probably Henry Zogabe.
I had a feeling that might be the answer. Are you left or right footed?
Well, as anybody who knows me, I am not talented with any kind of ball sports. So I would say I'm neither. And in the race car, I left and right foot brake. So, I guess prominently right, but multi-talented.
What is the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Yelp.
Have you or a family member served in the military or fought in a war?
My grandfather did. He was a fighter pilot in World War II. Got shot down and was a prisoner of war.
Where?
He was shot down in France, from what I understand. And while he was there, he was put to cooking duties. I actually learned how to make bread, got shipped back to Scotland, and started a really successful bakery business. Pretty cool.
Thank you, World War II.
Yeah.
In a strange
way. The reason it's a strange question is I was asked... couple of years into like my professional career, someone asked me what would I have done if I hadn't been a racing driver, and I had said, and I had no idea where it came from, but I'd said I think I would have liked to have been some kind of pilot of some kind, you know, whether it was in the military or commercial or private. And my dad saw the article and had asked me why I said that, not knowing what my grandfather's background was. So it was kind of a cool story in the end.
I've also heard you are particularly adept at the cooking of fajitas.
How did you hear that? That sounds like a Merino or Dario probably told you that.
Cannot reveal sources,
unfortunately. I would say I'm a good chef. I'm not a good chef. I'm a good cook in general. But fajitas is definitely one of my specialties. They go way back.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Today? Oh, man. I think they're all pretty crappy compared to earlier generations. Favorite band today? I don't have one in modern day.
That might be a correct answer.
Yeah.
Most hated fruit or vegetable?
Ooh. I'm trying to figure out first whether I hate fruit or vegetables more.
A hater of fruit would be a rarity.
All right. Hated vegetable, I would say green peas. And coming from the UK where mushy peas is like a big thing, and I can't do it.
What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
Beatles.
Have you ever stolen something from a store?
No. Well, if I did, I don't remember it.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
No.
What's the highest level of education you've completed?
High school, and I technically got expelled by my school because he said my hobby was going to amount to nothing. So I was asked to leave politely before the end of term.
It was a preventative ending of your...
I mean, I wouldn't say it was looking back.
Were they trying to manage resources and realize further dedication of resources to you would be a waste of time?
Well, from what I understand, we'd already paid for the full year in advance.
Ah.
I was in a private school. I was
what was the name of the school?
Glasgow Academy. I've called them out a few times over the years. However, changing of the guard, I was invited back to the school many years later and kind of honored. You know, we actually, they have a pretty big young karting group now that aspire to be racing drivers. And so I guess my my situation probably opened up the doors to younger generations. So that's okay.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
Of alcohol?
Yes.
And I drive for Patron, so it's a weekly thing. What day is today? This is
we're already forgetting the day.
Tuesday. Glass of wine never hurt anyone.
What is your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
Not the latest one. That one's weird to me. Shake It Back. Was that one of her songs? Shake It Back. I like to karaoke a little bit. Not gonna lie. Have a karaoke at home. Taylor Swift songs are there. I'm gonna sing along.
That might be the first instance where that answer is correct. Normally it's wrong. You're an adult male. You shouldn't have a favorite Taylor Swift song. But this one we're going to accept.
Taylor Swift gets you up and dancing. Nothing wrong with that.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, what's the most recent? Who won?
We were actually, the drivers were talking about this last night. Brendan driving us back to the hotel almost got us in a fist fight. Brendan Hartley.
Kind soul from New Zealand.
Clearly not the guy you want on your side with a fight. But then what we came to realize, we had Bruno Senna, Brendan Hartley, myself, and Johannes van Overbeek. And we realized that none of us had ever won a fight, but at least I'd been in some and got my ass kicked. Yeah.
What caused the most recent fight?
Okay, most recent, kicking? Which was also where I got pretty much beat the crap out of. It was New Year, and it was in Glasgow, and it was probably 15 years ago. And a couple of what we call in the UK Neds, a couple of Neds were breaking into someone's car at 2 in the morning. I tried to be the hero. Numbers were against me, and I got my ass kicked. It was not a pretty sight. But I saved the car. So that's good.
You're the first person I've heard who saved a car.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Oh, man. A Lamborghini.
What model?
A 2008 Gallardo. It was not a good investment.
You still have?
Oh, no. No, it lasted. I bought it in 2007. Right after my first season in Champ Car.
The big Pacific Coast Motorsports money you were making for most of a season, unfortunately.
Well, I bought it after re-signing my deal for 2008. It was my little treat to myself, and then I got fired 2 weeks later. So the car went. But it was a dumb investment.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
Oh, All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, because it was my wedding theme.
Sensing a big heart. What is your shoe size?
US 9.
As a teen, where did you hide the porn stash?
My brother's room. And then he get in trouble. It was pretty funny.
Very smart.
Yeah. Well, mainly because I stole his, but it was a good place to hide it.
Quite possibly might know the answer to this next question. What is your favorite album of all time?
Ooh. That's a tough one. Because I'm a Beatles fan, but I'm a Paul McCartney fan. Let's say the White Album. That's easy.
Had it been a Wings album, that would have been a surprise.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
No. I don't know why I had to think about that, but I don't.
How many times have you had your heart broken?
Maybe a couple, but probably not that big of a deal if you think back to what age you were at that time. So, I don't know, maybe twice. The ones that got away, let's say.
When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
In my vanity, I would say I Googled for research purposes, and it was looking for a picture of a certain... Actually, I do remember it was. I Googled it recently when Hugh Hefner died, because I was Googling to find a picture of the Playboy car. So, a couple weeks ago.
Finley Motorsports, was that?
No, I was Pacific Coast.
Pacific Coast.
Yep.
Can you rap?
Oh, no. No.
Strong suggestion. I might know where the answer to this is headed. What is the worst piece of advice you've ever received? Could be of the financial sort.
Yeah.
Could be of the career sort.
Worst advice. I mean, obviously, investing mine and my family's money in a Ponzi scheme with someone was a bad investment, a bad decision.
I'm hoping that the person didn't say, I have a Ponzi scheme for you to invest into, to which you said yes.
Yeah, no, it was much more believable. That'd probably be the worst.
That might be the realest answer we've received so far. Could be associated to this last question. Have you ever killed someone or come close?
No.
Seinfeld. Funniest TV show of all time, or worst pile of garbage ever made?
To me, neither, because I didn't grow up in this country, and so it wasn't... I think I appreciated it more after it was already finishing or was finished, but I wouldn't say either.
We'll throw in a racing question. I feel like we could use one here now that we're just past the halfway point. Senna or Schumacher, and why?
Senna. So my early, let's say, introduction to racing came from not being a race fan. I was a car fan. I got into racing, and at that point, it was the Senna era. But a couple of people know this. My parents used to have a home just down the street from Ayrton Senna. And
where?
In Portugal, in the Algarve. And so before my parents moved to the US, where they live now, they lived in the Algarve, and Senna used to run past our house every day, and I was only 9-10 years old. And my dad used to always tell me, go chase him, go run with him. Glad I didn't get beat up or him, but yeah, so I used to, every day I'd go and see him run, and I would kind of go and run alongside him, and I could never catch him.
So
and
this
then,
little mop-haired blonde kid chasing world's most famous motor racing driver, possibly athlete.
Yep. And then one day, eventually stopped and talked to me, and I kind of just said to him, oh, I live down the street, and I race go-karts, and I'm a big fan. And so he took the time to stop what he was doing, and he talked to me for a few minutes, and after that, he still was wave when he ran past the house. So I think it's a personal connection. I got to meet my hero, who at that time was, you know, as a kid, you meet your hero, he's your god. And so that was really cool for me. I've never forgotten that, obviously. So I would say Senna, but I have massive respect for Schumacher. Equally, probably in talent, I would put them equal, and I just have a more personal connection to Senna.
What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
Cars. I didn't care what it was. It was Matchbox cars. And I remember Mum and Dad bought me a toolkit. And I opened up the toolkit and I poured everything out. And I just used it to store my cars. So I had no other toys as a kid.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
Probably.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
Oh. I think reality show, in my single days, I'd have been on The Bachelor. And as a game show, I'm pretty good at like The Price is Right. I feel like I know a lot about consumer prices.
It's an excellent skill.
Yeah.
What is your favorite pint of ice cream?
Oh, I can't even pronounce the name of it. I'm an ice cream freak, as people can tell by me, my size.
My body style might suggest that I have met a pint or two.
It's called, is it Taleti? Talahiti? Tahiti?
I have no idea.
I can't pronounce it, but they do caramel cookie crunch. And yeah, I can eat that. That's one sitting for me.
I can see some Googling going on after this interview.
Good stuff. I do like a Cold Stone Oreo cookie overload. Or a milk and cookies milkshake there.
Coffee lovers only. That is a fine, fine product.
I love coffee. Don't like coffee ice cream. I know.
Tupac or Biggie?
I mean, probably neither. I was never really into it growing up. I'd say Tupac because at least if I look through my phone right now, I have Tupac, I don't have any Biggie.
What's the name of the last book you read?
Wow. I would honestly admit I've read 2 to 3 books in my life. Some were for school because I had to.
That is something, and numerically, that matches perfectly with Juan Montoya.
Really?
Yes.
Is that good? I would say the only book I read cover to cover, 2 books, one of Senna's books, I don't remember which one it was, and then Zanardi's book. And Zanardi's was personalized and given to me, and so I still have that. It's a really cool book for me.
Why are you married?
Because I fell in love with my wife and never thought I would get married until I met her, so that was best thing we did.
If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I would find?
The nicest?
Something that your grandparents would think, what a lovely boy.
Huh. It wouldn't be any of those girls on Instagram with the big booties. She wouldn't like that. Nicest website? Yeah, I try not to be connected to social media and the internet too much. I really genuinely use it for business and research. I don't sit there and surf things that are no interest to me. So racer.com is a good website. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. It's kind of a big deal.
I'm not familiar. But no. And there was another one you mentioned.
Racecarcoaches.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these are
very educational.
Vehicles that need people to coach them.
These are for amateur drivers looking to find coaches to coach them. So it's a group of pro coaches on there that you can hire.
Would it be safe to say that many of the coaches are race car drivers, not unlike yourself?
All of them, but the plan was to cater for kind of every different diverse part of motorsport, whether it's track days or pro drivers looking for coaches. So we have the plan is to have a mix on there, obviously. We just want good people on it that can help the industry and make things better for everyone.
Knowing that this business that you've started is dependent upon coaches, any awkward experiences, possibly not accepting some who've inquired or asked to be part of this?
I've only turned down one person so far, and it's...
Jordan Taylor.
No, he didn't invite me. He didn't actually accept my invite. Very upset with Jordan.
He's very busy. Have a word with he's him. Got a dog.
Yeah, he's the coach of the dog. So, yeah. I turned down one person so far, but it's pending some research. I don't want to just turn someone away because we've never heard of them. But on the other hand, I want to make it safe for clients, and so he needs to get some information I've asked.
Is there one movie that when it comes on, you'll watch it no matter how many times you've seen it?
Oh, I have so many movies. I'm a movie buff. It was one thing that my wife and I had majorly in common, TV shows and movies. Armageddon. Cry every time. Cried just the other night watching it. Harry in the elevator. Anchorman. Wedding Crashers. I mean, there's just...
Probably not... Die Anchorman Hard. 2, though, I'm guessing.
You know, I was okay with Anchorman 2. Same as Zoolander 2.
And there's the problem. You're okay with it.
The problem is these movies have such high expectations. If you go in with no expectations like the first one... I remember going to see the first Anchorman, knowing nothing about it, and thinking this was the biggest pile of crap. But then you watch things two or three times and you realize it's...
Much like the movie Office Space. No expectations.
I don't even know if I've ever seen that. I shall have to look it up.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
I did a really... This was another stupid purchase. So my first ever big purchase was a watch. Actually, this was a good purchase. It was a Chanel watch. It was ceramic. It was really cool. It was kind of big deal back then. It's called a J12. Still have it. And I think it was $6,000. And I didn't have a credit card. I had plenty of money in the bank. I didn't have a credit card. I only had a debit card. I couldn't pay for it. So I had to pay for it over 2 days. I had to go in and pay $3,000 the first day and then go back the second day and pay my balance before I could pick the watch up. So, and then I bought a car, which... I thought it was a cool car. I still thought it was a cool car. Do you remember the XLR Cadillac? It was the hardtop convertible.
Yes, all built right. on the Corvette, I believe.
I don't even know what it was built on. It was meant to be built on the Corvette chassis. I'd never driven a Corvette at the time, so I don't know if it was or not. I thought it was really cool. I just moved to the States, just started making money.
That's a piece of America right there.
Yeah, I had big chrome dubs on it. Yeah, and I pimped it out a little bit. It was black with chrome.
We might need photos of this.
Yep, it had it had the supercharged V engine in it, and GM, I ended up lemon lawing it because it broke down so many times. I did drive for GM at the time, so I got a good discount.
Cats or dogs? Which dogs. Tastes better?
Dogs. But I wouldn't even eat a cat. I have a cat, by the way. Hate it.
Because of. That specific cat's personality or the itself?
Nothing against the species. I'm more of a dog person because I grew up with dogs. I have friends with nice cats. My cat's not nice.
What's your cat's name?
Well, it's called Kitty. His real name is Sky, which I've never ever heard anybody call it. It was my wife's cat. I came along the scene and it is evil. When it dies, which it's going to die soon, unfortunately, it's got some health issues, it will haunt my dreams. I'll still hear it meowing at 3 in the morning, like it does it every single night.
Possibly with clowns chasing you as well in that dream.
No clowns.
Getting into the home stretch here, Ryan Dial, have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that are not automotive or racing related?
For some reason, Vogue, apparently. I'm not sure why. Vogue just started turning up at my house a few weeks ago, or a few months ago now. So I have a Vogue subscription. I have no idea how I got it. It's a nice article. So yeah, it's a nice, thick, fashionable book.
It's possible they knew you needed it.
Well, I mean, everybody knows I love to iron, and I'm into ladies' fashion, and I buy all my wife's shoes for her, but I don't know why I have a subscription. Maybe I signed up. I don't know.
We're just happy you're back in men's clothing.
Yep. Well, not always.
What is the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
Ooh, like for a joke or
no.
Just to be evil?
Just.
Oh, man. Probably nothing. I'm pretty respectful of my siblings.
Then we'll take a joke.
Joke? Oh, man. Well, I did bring in a blow-up sex doll into my speech at my brother's wedding, which did not go down so well with the audience, let's say.
That was something that surprised you?
Thinking back at the time, I thought it was hilarious. Once I had to get married and the roles were reversed, I was a little bit more sympathetic of my brother's anger. But it did not go down well. I believe it, actually his wife was almost in tears, so it wasn't so good.
Are they still married?
They're still married, yeah. Maybe he still has the sex doll. I know, it was a true thing. It was his ex-girlfriend, was a sex doll.
Keep the fire stoked.
Yeah. We even put band-aids on it, because he had punctured it so many times. So he wanted to cover up the holes. No pun.
Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Tons of times. You just don't flush till the end. That's the key. Which...
Or you hit mute. Not that I've ever done that before.
No, but there has been a time where I may have done some business, had to leave my business, figured I'll go back and flush later, and later could be...
Open the door to be very...
Yeah, 8 hours later, and it's a nasty mess.
Swampy.
Yeah, it's pungent. Stings the nostrils.
If you were trapped on a desert island or boat... How long before you go cannibal, and what body part of your own do you eat first?
Oh, man. I mean, you could only eat the stuff you could reach. I don't see how that would serve you any purpose. I'd probably think it through a little better than that.
We're not saying day one.
Yeah, but you start eating yourself, you're going to die from probably eating yourself, right? So it's not really going to serve any purpose.
Could extend you a certain amount of time.
You think so?
Possibility of rescue.
I mean, I don't know. It wouldn't be a leg because I get pretty skinny legs. I can't reach my belly. So, I guess whatever's in maybe a thumb.
Eat all bacon.
Yeah.
In Living Color, Chappelle Show or Key and Peele?
Neither. Never. Chappelle Show I liked.
Not a fan of a black man, apparently.
Nah. I wouldn't say that. I don't know, Chappelle's Show I liked, but I felt like as it was getting big, he stopped, and so I stopped. I didn't really watch it. Killing Perry I've watched a few times. It's funny. I just don't watch it. I'm not a big stand-up guy. I know. I love Tosh, .0. I've seen him in concert a couple times. But other than that, I don't really watch any kind of stand-up. Other than Saturday Night Live.
That is a surprise.
Yeah.
If you're traveling at the speed of light... And you turn on your lights. Will they work?
Don't think so.
Yes, they would. They just
really?
Wouldn't project forward.
Trick question.
No.
Yeah. No. Would they project behind? No. What if you're going light plus? Would they project behind? Would you go through the object? Mind blown.
We will save that for the next person. We're down to the last two questions. Have your parents ever told you they're disappointed by your actions or decisions? If so, explain.
I mean, in adulthood, probably not. As a kid doing sillier stuff, I'm sure... I'm trying to remember that maybe the last one would have been... I mean, at 35, you don't really get your mom and dad giving you any trouble anymore, but... I know when I broke my collarbone in 2007, midway through the season, even though I was an adult, my dad was pretty furious about that.
How was it broken?
May have fallen off of a motorcycle doing some dumb stuff with Alex Figgy watching. Apparently, I am not very good on two wheels. That is consistent throughout my life. That I started, my dad actually started me in, first thing he bought me for a big toy was a motorcycle for Christmas. It was a 50cc Honda, I remember. It lasted 2-3 months before I'd fallen off to the point where I didn't want to even get on it. My dad traded it for a three-wheeler, thinking that those 80cc three-wheeler Hondas from the 80s were super safe.
Completely.
I don't think that lasted a week.
Only 80% fatality.
Man, that was the most stupid thing. I remember rolling it right in front of the kitchen window, and my mom came out and was like, we're done. And then I ended up with a go-kart. That's how I ended up in four wheels.
Father still worked progressively from 2 to 3 to 4.
Yeah, I mean, people laugh that I don't use. We have bikes and Patron here. You're around the track. People make fun of me that it's a health decision. I don't ride bikes.
Health and
it's
safety.
It's a safety decision. Yes.
We're going to throw in a bonus question. Good. I feel like one's needed in light of a shared passion in the DL household. Who's your favorite actor and why?
Ooh. Comedian or in general?
Any.
Man. I'm trying to think of something that's not crazy controversial here. All right, I'm a big Brad Pitt fan. Who's not? Comedian, Will Ferrell. Yeah, Liam Neeson, obviously. There's a few. There's so many good actors. I know that there's more good than there is bad, I think.
I feel like we need to throw in another bonus question here.
Do it.
What's the percentage of folks, fans, or otherwise, who ask you or mistake you for being Irish?
Probably 50-50.
And does that happen mostly in America?
Always in America. Although I've now come to realize that my accent is kind of so diluted that, you know, often I live in Orlando and tourist capital of the world, and I always end up on some flights from New York or Atlanta where it's Scottish people coming on vacation, and I'll try and start up a conversation at some point, which I'm not much of a talker to strangers on a plane. I'd rather just sit and don't talk to me, but I always try and be helpful. Maybe I can help them out in the tourist industry. But nobody believes I'm from Scotland. From Scotland, nobody believes I'm Scottish anymore. And then from everywhere else in the world, it's a 50-50 whether I'm Irish or Scottish. If I have a couple of drinks, I get more Scottish.
Let's close with our final question. Very interested to hear your answer and the explanation. If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
Depends. That's a tough one. Because you can have bad of both, right?
Very true.
And you can have good of both. So, what are we talking? Are we talking In-N-Out Burger? Whataburger? McDonald's?
Your choice. Death wants you to go out in the manner that you want.
I don't want to go out with an empty stomach. I mean, I love food. I'm not going to lie. I think my wife and I would, if we had the choice between a romantic night staying in of hot, passionate sex or going out for a really nice cheeseburger, we'd probably both pick the cheeseburger. So let's go with cheeseburger. And let's go with... hard not to have a good In-N-Out burger.
What double style?
Double. I like mine double-double with the raw onions, no pickle, animal-style fries. Not that I go there often. I'm glad there's none in Florida because probably pretty bad if there was. I have to stick with other brands.
Possible sponsorship opportunities, I'm hearing.
In-N-Out burger?
In-N-Out and Patron.
Good mix. You know, Hooters used to have wings and Dom Perignon, right? We could do Patron In-N-Out. I don't think In-N-Out guys would go for that.
You could open up a Ryan Dial's In-N-Out and Patron Boats and Hose franchise.
Yeah, I could do burgers and tequila.
Boatcoaching.com.
Not very good on a boat, but...
There's another Ryan, Hunter Ray, who could possibly come in as your partner
on
that.
He could be my investor. He's get way more money. And
Indianapolis 500 winner.
There you go.
Clearly makes millions.
Yep.
Believe we have pretty much solved the rest of your financial needs.
There we go. Retirement plan.
Ryan Dial, I can say after a little over 50 questions, I have a better idea of who the hell you are.
Good. You still hate me?
Oh, no.
No. All right.
There's always been left.
Very cool.
And that was episode 8 with Ryan Dial, which means we are more than halfway done with this first installment of Who the Hell Are You? Left on the board, we have both bells, Buxton Dixon, a hand, and a Taylor. And check back on Thursday for the second episode of the week featuring Will Buxton. And please share a guilty little pleasure with a retweet by using the hashtag Who the Hell Are You? All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.